Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, this is the day that the incredible Ray Charles passed away. 2004 was the year. He was 73 years old. He died of liver disease. And Ray Charles had a really tough life, playing the piano at 5 years old. When he was four, his brother drowned in a laundry tub. 2 years later, he went completely blind after being stricken with glaucoma.
I thought, well, read the rest of the bit. I didn't know he had glaucoma.
Yeah, he enrolled in the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind, where he was trained in classical piano and learned to read music in Braille. By 14, he was beginning to play jazz and blues in his own way. And that's when his mother passed away, and he went on. I know he had some issues with drugs and alcohol, but Ray Charles was just an incredible artist and just a musical genius in so many ways. And this is the day he passed away in 2004. I'm Scoot on the Air. I am glad you're with us. Look, we've been talking seriously all day today. Excuse me. I thought we would just relax and lighten up a little bit. Well, how was that cookie, that biscuit that I gave you?
Incredible. You gave me five of them and they're all gone.
I went to I stopped by International Market the other day. We call them cookies. Like in India, they call these biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not too sweet. Really a nice, it's a nice cookie. It's really not too sweet. These are
kind of like cinnamon shortbread.
Yeah, it's called milk biscuits.
Milk biscuits.
And they come in a small pack, and I love to put them in the refrigerator. They're really tasty. You know what else I saw at International Market?
What?
Snickers flavored iced coffee.
Whoa.
How good does that sound? And then they had Twix flavored chocolate milk.
Ah, no. You lost.
See,
no, the Oreoification is out of control. It's out of control. I went to the Rouse's. I went to Mid City Rouse's this last Sunday.
Yeah.
And I saw Cinnamon Toast Crunch on all kinds of stuff it didn't belong on. I saw it on like Grands, you know, like the little cinnamon rolls that come out of the little tube.
Yes.
They got the Cinnamon Toast Crunch tube.
Yes.
Then I saw like a muffin mix with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
See, but that's Cina good stuff.
In it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch in everything. We've lost our way as a people.
Some of those things sound good to me. And Snickers flavored iced coffee. I don't, look, if they had it in decaf, maybe. I mean, there might be a few calories in there, but I mean, Snickers flavored iced coffee sounds like it would taste really good. And a Twix flavored chocolate milk sounds like it would be good too.
No.
Anyway, yeah.
Wrong.
And I got all these cookies too. Hey, did you hear that Richard Simmons, Louisiana man? I'm not Louisiana, I'm looking at LA. Richard Simmons' LA mansion, where he passed away, is up for sale, $7 million. $7 million. Yeah, I've been in that mansion. It's in Hollywood Hills.
What were you doing in
Richard Simmons' home?
It was, pull up a chair, kid.
It was. It's right up. You go up Sunset Plaza, off Sunset Boulevard. You go up Sunset Plaza, and it's right up there at the top of the hill. Yeah. It's in Hollywood Hills, and the pool and the whole area overlooks Los Angeles. It's
pretty
really
nice.
A beautiful place.
And
yeah,
what were you doing there?
Well, you know, I had done some announcing for Richard Simmons when his TV show was at Jackson Square, and so he got to know me, bought me a pair of shoes. I think he thought I was gay, or that I had the potential to be gay.
And you just get him in the right pair of shoes.
You know, if I could just, I'm going to try and win him over with some shoes. In fact, he told me he wanted to take me to Puerto Rico. And he said, I want you to go to Puerto Rico with me. And my wife was standing next to me. She goes, oh, good. And he says, well, you can't go.
Come on.
My wife wasn't invited. Just me. And so anyway, I was doing some TV interviews in Los Angeles. And Richard Simmons, invited me to, meet him for dinner. So we met for dinner, and then we end up at his house. I say we, it's Richard Simmons and his boyfriend, and I end up at his mansion in Hollywood Hills. Beautiful, beautiful house. Had this marine as the houseboy.
Yeah.
You know, he sort of lived in these quarters just off the house, but the marine was the houseboy.
Okay.
And, we ended up on the floor watching TV. Eating Mrs. Fields cookies and Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Yeah, seriously. That's a true story. True story. I mean, nothing happened or anything. Well, something did happen. I ended up being a domestic counselor for Richard and his boyfriend. They had gotten into some kind of big fight, and here I was in the kitchen nook area, and I'm acting as domestic counselor for Richard Simmons and his boyfriend, who had just gotten into this huge argument. His boyfriend was arguing that Richard was getting too much attention, and I don't know, I tried to calm them all down, and then Richard says, look, why don't you and the guy's name was Shooter, why don't you and Shooter go down and get some Haagen-Dazs and Mrs. Fields cookies? So we did, went down to Sunset Boulevard and got that, brought it back up and sat on the floor and watched a little TV. You know, I mean, wow. Richard might have, wanted me to be, but I wasn't, so,
Keep on wishing, buddy.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it was a compliment that they might have been interested. I mean, nothing overt happened because, he knew I was straight.
Well, there you go.
All right. So that's that story.
Here's the text that says Richard Simmons was a good old Brother Martin boy.
I didn't know that.
I didn't
know where he was. But I will tell you. I'll tell you this too. Richard invited me one day. He invited me and my girlfriend at the time to dinner at Arno's. So we go to dinner at Arno's. His family's there, and he's got another boyfriend with him at the time. I swear to God, his boyfriend pulls me off on the side, and he says, hey, when you come to L.A., you don't have to stay with Richard. Now, I have never stayed with Richard, but his boyfriend, Richard Simmons brings this guy to New Orleans with him on a trip, and this guy's pulling me off on the side saying, hey, next time you come to L.A., why don't you call me?
Oh, I see. I was like, why is he telling you not to stay with Richard?
Because I could stay with him.
He wanted to stay with you.
He wanted me to stay with him.
You can come stay at my place instead, hot stuff.
That's low.
That's dirty.
That is dirty. The guy invites you to New Orleans. You're at dinner at Arno's, and you're pulling some guy off on the side saying you can stay with me next time. First of all, I never stayed with Richard. I went to his house, and we chatted. Again, I ended up being domestic counselor for him and his boyfriend. So it was not, I mean, he was a nice guy. He was a very nice guy, always very nice to me. And he was respectful of me because, once he realized that I was straight and I wasn't going to go in that direction, then, everything was cool and we were just friends.
That's great. That's easy. You know, if a lot of men have a kind of hang up about this, about being approached. I mean, maybe you don't want to be approached by another man, and that's fine. I'm not going to tell you have to be comfortable with that. But you don't have to be a jerk about it either.
Well,
if you think a gay person is hitting on you, say, hey, man. I'm straight. No thanks.
Well,
you don't have to call the cops. You don't have to get violent, physical. You don't have to prove what a tough guy you are in that moment. Just say, nah, dude, you're barking up the
exactly.
wrong tree. I'm out of here.
I mean, Richard was very blunt. He said, Scooter, have you ever been to bed with a man? And I said, no.
Wow.
He says, well, if you ever did, you'd probably never go back. I said, well, I wouldn't be so sure.
Maybe kind of depends on the man.
But anyway, no.
Well, so, I don't know.
No, so anyway, so he knew that I was straight. We had a somewhat of a friendship over the years, and I thought that was fine.
Let me give you three real quick texts.
Okay.
I mentioned earlier I'm going to see Chicago with the Sanger tonight.
Yeah, not the band.
The musical, not the band. Chicago is not doing a surprise set. At the Sanger tonight. I'm going to see the musical. I've been pretty good about going to see all the Broadway shows at the Sanger. That's a damn good time. Let me tell you, man.
It's such a beautiful facility,
and the shows are great. I just love it. And I'm seeing Broadway plays that I've never seen before, that I don't know anything about. I mean, I've seen Chicago before, but you know, last month I went to go see The Wiz, and what was the other one I saw? The Funny Girl. I mean, it's a great time. Strongly recommend. A couple other masochists, maniacs,
masochists,
sociopaths in the Scooter on the Air listening audience are texting in stuff like this: Cinnamon Toast Crunch mac and cheese, LOL.
No. You see, you put Cinnamon Toast Crunch in a muffin or something like that.
I
would be okay with it, but not mac and cheese. No, I wouldn't go for that.
I wouldn't be totally shocked to see, you know, Kraft Cinnamon Toast Crunch mac and cheese. They'll find a way. They'll make some sort of sweet macaroni and cheese. I mean, this is the direction the country is going.
How long is it going to be before Roger's got some kind of perfume and cologne that smells like cinnamon toast?
Don't give him any ideas, man. You know he's listening right now. Don't. Next thing you know, he's going to call up and say, "Hey, Scoot, got just for you and your listeners, cinnamon toast crunch perfume."
I did get a text from Roger. I was just talking about this Cadillac, this 2026 Cadillac, the Optiq V. This electric Cadillac that is like really fast. He just texted me. He says, "Yeah, I just bought one." So we're going to talk to Roger about this tomorrow when we talk about electric cars.
Mark is listening today, and he says, "I'm waiting for Cinnamon Toast Crunch Dr. Pepper."
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. Pepper has really reached out there when it comes to flavors.
I would try it.
Yeah. What about?
I would reach out to Kirk.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch mouthwash.
I'm out of here.
Make your mouth smell. Cinnamon
I'll
Toast Crunch.
I mean, if you get your T's in on
if
time,
you,
I'm gonna
if
go.
You get back.
No, I'm done. I'm out of here.
Okay, well,
Charlie.
Ian's gone.
I'm trying to get Charlie to come in early, so maybe he can tolerate.
I guess we better go to break.
This madness.
I guess we better go to break. I got to calm Ian down.
Oh,
I got to do something to calm Ian down.
They keep going. The text, Soothsayer Sam says, Cinnamon Toast Crunch toilet paper. Another text says, Cinnamon Toast Crunch good and plenty. We're changing the subject immediately. We got to recap the...
Well, with the toilet paper, it would be like, you know, going in, going out.
What has happened? Can we recap the stupid text off?
Hey, listen, do we give the text off results yet? Okay, well, let's do that very quickly. Okay. That's a great story behind this text off. Okay, so the Pointer Sisters were the big winner. That was song B. All right, I want you to hear song A. Song A, the song is called Fire, and it was a big hit for the Pointer Sisters in 1978, but this is Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen...
Nope.
No, let's do Bruce Springsteen. That's song A first. This was the losing song. Bruce Springsteen wrote Fire in 1977 with the idea that Elvis would record it, but he didn't. And listen how he's singing it. He's kind of singing like...
Sounds like Elvis.
Like Elvis. More Elvis. Hello, baby. I mean, he sounds like Elvis, and he wrote it hoping Elvis would record it. He did release it in 1986 on an album, and here's song B. This was the winner by the Pointer Sisters. It was their first single released in 1978, and, you know, I was a young DJ on the air. I played this song when it first came out. Yeah. And whenever there was a fire... Or, you know, anywhere around the country. Yeah, I'd pull this song out and play it. I was even doing that back then. All right, we got to talk about Miley Cyrus's tattoos. How about you? You have any tattoos? Have any tattoos that you regret? And are you going to do anything about those tattoos that you regret? Do you still judge people who have tattoos? And if you do, I mean, it's your right. I just think we've reached a point where it's kind of ridiculous to judge somebody's character by their tattoos. And a whole new young generation is defining what their establishment will look like and be like. And tattoos and piercings will be part of that generation. the baby boomers are now the establishment. Longer hair is acceptable. Blue jeans are acceptable almost anywhere. That's the result of the baby boomer generation influence. And so younger generations are going to establish what they will look like when they become the establishment. And it's going to be tattoos and piercings are going to be totally acceptable, even for like bank presidents. And I think it was Gen X that really did start to turn tattoos. I mean, there were rockers who had tattoos, but I think baby boomers really turned tattoos into artwork on their bodies and had different reasons for getting tattoos. You know, baby boomers were used to sailors and bikers having tattoos, but it all changed. And I think Gen X is really responsible for that. So as Miley Cyrus dedicates this new tattoo that she got to her mom, she says that she regrets 80% of her ink. Do you regret any of your tattoos? And do you still judge people by their tattoos? The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, that is Weird Al Yankovic, who, by the way, is coming to the Sanger soon. Song is called Another Tattoo. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back here on WWL.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I'd like to know if you still judge people with tattoos or if it's gotten to the point where, hey, you know what? This is individual expression. Tattoos are like clothing. It's like fashion. You know, it's fashion that is attached to your body. And some people choose tattoos as a fashion statement. Some tattoos have messages. I would like to think that most tattoos mean something to the people who get those tattoos. Miley Cyrus was talking about her new tattoo dedicated to her mom, says 80% of her tattoos she regrets. Have any tattoos you regret? And do you judge people based on their tattoos? The Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. Hey, I want to remind you that today was the first day of the Saints mini camp. This is mandatory mini camp. They all have to be there. And Saints legend quarterback Bobby Hebert and the WWL sports team will bring you unmatched coverage of the Saints today, tomorrow, and Thursday on air and online. Every day, minicamp news, views, and key takeaways. Plus, every day on Sports Talk from 4 to 8, you'll hear the latest on the mandatory minicamp. And catch the Cajun Cannons pro analysis and all the comments from head coach Kellen Moore and key players. So keep it locked right here on the home of the Saints, WWL. And more on that coming up this afternoon with Bobby and the WWL sports team. Ralph is in Jefferson Parish. Ralph, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good evening, Scoot. I have a solution for children getting stuck in a car when it gets hot.
Okay.
When they get in my car, I turn the engine on and it's running. And then when I come to where I'm going, I turn the engine off. But then I can't get out of the car because right on your where your elbow is, where the power steering and all that, there's a button you have to press to open the door to get out. Why do car manufacturers can't move that button on a back seat where the you put your elbow in a back seat so the person driving has to turn around and press that button before he can get out of the car?
Well,
and he'll see he'll see his kids.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they would see the child, but I guess they don't do it because for everybody that would be kind of inconvenient to have to turn around.
You're saving a life.
I understand. But I just, honestly, Ralph, I don't understand why it's so difficult to remember you have a child in the car.
I agree.
I mean, I know people are distracted, but I don't understand why you're so distracted. You can't remember a child in the car. But, Ralph, I appreciate that suggestion. Have a good afternoon. Cheryl is in Hammond. Cheryl, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I had a comment about tattoos.
Okay.
I definitely used to judge people by whether they had tattoos or not, especially a lot of tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I felt they were less intelligent or not as good as other people, and I was totally wrong. When my son turned 18, he was dying to get a tattoo in high school, and I wouldn't let him. As soon as he turned 18, he went and got a tattoo. By the time he graduated from Loyola in physics and mathematics, he had full sleeves on his chest, on his back, on his knuckles, and even on the bottom of his feet.
Wow.
And each tattoo means something to him.
Yeah.
We're of Native American descent. He has a lot of dream catchers and Native American type things on his body, and they're beautiful.
Yeah.
I've come to appreciate them, and so is his grandmother. But when he was a senior at Loyola, or I can't remember, he may have been doing his graduate work at Tulane, he went to the Netherlands to present a paper, an international cosmetology convention. He had written a paper, and when he went to sign into the place where the convention was happening at the hotel, they took one look at him up and down and said, "You must be in the wrong place."
Really?
"This is the cosmetology convention." He said, "Yes, I'm a presenter." He said, wow. The look on their face when he said he was a presenter, they just couldn't believe, that he was, I guess that smart. And then when he got his job at Amazon, he's head of an artificial intelligence project for Amazon. First day he went to work in Denver, he was walking down the hall looking for his new office, and he said people were sticking their heads out their office doors, staring at him, wondering who this guy was.
What year was this, Cheryl?
He started at Amazon 4 years ago.
Oh, so this is like modern times, and people were still judging the tattoo. And Denver really wide open in terms of like tattoos and piercings.
I think it's the field he was in, because he's a physicist and mathematician.
Yeah.
And most of the people that work at these types of places are very bookish.
Yeah.
And nerdish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And if he could at work, he would wear these big swinging earrings, too. But he thinks that would distract people too much.
Well, it's nice that he's respectful. But, it's interesting how your son changed your mind about that. And I guess, to some degree, my son changed my mind. He's a basically Gen Xer, millennial, somewhere in the threshold there.
Yeah.
And he has sleeves, tattoos on his legs and his chest and his back. And, I mean, he looks really, really cool. And I almost wish I would have started sooner and would have gotten sleeves. So I think it's cool. I think it's cool.
My son makes me want to go get a tattoo, yeah. Right?
Well, if you feel like it.
He always tells me, when are you going to get a tattoo?
Go get
but
it.
Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you that. He changed my whole family's mind, especially his grandmother.
Yeah.
Well, his grandmother was mortified, yeah. But he changed her mind.
Well, I appreciate the call. I think that's a great. I think that's a great story. And you know, a lot of minds have been changed. And look, from my perspective, it seems like the Gen Xers were really the first generation to really make tattoos a fashion thing or something that sets them apart. And remember, you know, it's every generation's responsibility to be different from the establishment. And the establishment of baby boomers has been so youth-oriented and kind of unconventional in a lot of ways in terms of the establishments of the past that younger generations have had to go to greater lengths to be different. And the piercings and the tattoos were something that really did differentiate them from the establishment, which was the baby boomer generation. Let's go to Ian with a few of your text messages.
Frank in Long Island is listening today. He says, about tattoos, funny story. In 1982, when I got married, my sweet little mother said to my wife, you know, you can put white shoe polish on that and nobody will see it. Her back, she had a small black pantser, P-A-N-T-S-I-R. I don't know. Oh, panther, maybe. Yeah, that's it. Her back was a small black panther, and obviously you saw it through the wedding dress. LOL.
Wow.
My daughter, my ex-wife, my two sons, and I all have tattoos. He says, but not me, not Frank.
Yeah.
No tattoos.
Yeah,
for Frank.
You know, and I just, you know, I've gone to doctors. I've gone to dentists where, you know, people have tattoos, and I pass no judgment on people with tattoos. Now, I don't want profanity written on somebody's arm or so I can see that. That's just in bad taste, in my opinion. But I have no judgment of people with tattoos.
Well, here's a texter that says, sorry, I judge people with tattoos. I feel one or two is a good expression, but when they're up and down your arms, your legs, your hands, and gosh forbid, your face, that's too much. I hate looking at them.
Well, exactly. Now, I don't get the face thing. But, you know, you'd have to have a conversation with Post Malone about that or Jelly Roll. But look, it's not your job to get it. In fact, if you don't get it, the people who get tattoos want you to not get it. And they're doing it because you don't get it, because it's every young generation's responsibility to be different from their parents' generation.
You know what's another thing I don't get is, you know, like tough guys that have a teardrop tattoo.
Doesn't that mean you've killed somebody or something?
That means you killed somebody.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I understand that you would probably leave a sort of mark, or a psychic sort of scar on you in some way, and you might want to memorialize that somehow. But are you trying to tell me that you're like a tough guy, that you killed somebody, and I should be afraid of you by, you're crying forever?
Yeah.
What is scary or tough about that?
Yeah, I don't get that either. And if you killed somebody, I don't know why you'd brag about it.
I don't hope to find out. Here's the text that says, I have unapologetically always judged people for having tattoos. I refer to all of them as tramp tags. I'm sorry. It's poor taste. It's classless.
Okay.
And it doesn't help. I got a clean cut boyfriend who despises them even more. Lots of them are regretted. I say, put your message on a T-shirt.
Well, I mean, if that's what you like, that's okay. But it's people like you that people who get tattoos are trying to distinguish themselves from. They don't want to be like you. They want to be different. And so they like the fact that you don't get it.
I just thought maybe instead of a teardrop tattoo, just get some, go to Logo Express and get some stuff printed up that says, I've killed somebody.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, wear that into your local Ralph's.
Yeah, and why don't you just put the location where you buried the body.
Yeah, there you go. Here's the text that says, I think people without tattoos have zero personality.
Well, you know.
I don't have any tattoos.
I mean,
you're not going to tell me I don't have any personality.
Well, no, you have a great personality. So, I mean, that's not fair. But I you can see that somebody who's really into ink, you can see where, you know, I had a doctor's appointment this morning. And the person who, you know, took blood pressure and my temperature and all that, she had tattoos. And, I thought it was cool. And some people get just really weary about that. I mean, why? a tattoo is no judgment of intelligence. It's no judgment of hygiene. It's just it's a fashion statement. You might not like the way somebody wears their hair. It's kind of the same thing.
Got so many great texts. I'm going to try and get to some of these fast. Here's one that says, no tattoos, no regrets. They're too permanent. How would you like to permanently have a mullet or permanently have to wear bell bottoms?
Well, bell bottoms are back, but I understand the point. Sure. I mean, I get the point. But people who get tattoos, Molly Cyrus, I think, is an exception. Most people love their tattoos. And she might have been really dumb when she got some of these tattoos, which is why she regrets 80% of her ink.
The bangers era, she was making some poor choices back then. James says, I like more whole body pieces on a woman over a bunch of single tats on a woman, because that just looks like graffiti tagging.
Well, you know, it's interesting how many people have opinions about tattoos.
Even James, who is heavily tattooed.
Yeah, he's very heavily tattooed.
Mark knows everything. Mark always has an answer. He says, a hollow teardrop tattoo means that you're in mourning, but a filled-in teardrop means that you've avenged your sorrow.
Oh.
So if you have a hollow teardrop, it means you lost somebody close to you. But if you see somebody walking around with a filled-in teardrop, they might have killed somebody.
Wow.
The more you know. And I'll leave you with this one, Scoot. Why judge people with tattoos when we actively have people who are drinking Snickers frozen coffee and Twix chocolate milk?
If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1972, this was the number one song in America. Very, very early in my years as a part-time DJ on the air, I remember playing this song. This was from the original movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Sammy Davis Jr. did not want to record this song. He was convinced to do it, and it became the song that he's best known for. But he was a great singer. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That is Weird Al Yankovic. He's going to be at the Sanger July the 29th. Weird Al, very talented guy. Does some great stuff, including this one. Sanger, July 29th, here in New Orleans. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Jack in Folsom. Hey, Jack, welcome to WWL.
Hey. Yeah, my grandson's in the Army.
Yeah.
He's got two more years to go, but he's got tattoos, I mean, literally on his back, his chest, good-looking stuff. I mean, really not gang-related or anything. Right. But when he got in, he had the tattoos, and he, the recruiter had to, if I can remember what happened, the recruiter was determined, he had to put on a long sleeve shirt to see if the tattoos would show when they would show.
Okay.
He did have them removed at the back of his hand. But right now, I mean, he's got, nobody says anything. It's
Is he still in the Army?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Because I would hope the Army would not, or the military would not discriminate. I know there was a time when police officers were not allowed to show tattoos, but I think that has changed. And I know here in New Orleans, I've seen NOPD officers with tattoos, and I think it's cool.
Yeah. They. I mean, he's loaded with tattoos.
Yeah. Well, did he change your mind about judging tattoos?
No, just one of those things you say, well, you know, wish he'd do it, and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's got them. It's just the way it goes.
Look, he's serving our country. I think that's fine. The tattoos have nothing to do with that. Ian, you had something to join with?
We have an update. We've had the kind of intermittent outage of the Odyssey app and the website over the afternoon. They have apparently resolved these services. Everything should be operating normally. If you are still having problems with the Odyssey app, you may enjoy clearing the cache or uninstalling the app and then installing it again. Any issue should resolve itself over time, but if you still really get stuck, just delete it and install it again. You should be good to go.
And we're sorry about that inconvenience.
Yes, we are.
All right, so you heard in our news that there's a place in Omaha that, I think they did this last year, they have already ordered 120,000 Jello shots for LSU fans.
Ugh.
LSU fans, LSU's going to the College World Series. They're playing this weekend. 120,000 Jello shots, but they also donate some of the money to a charity. So, you know, every time you take a Jello shot, you're helping a charity.
Yeah, the Jello shots are only $5, which is a fair price for a Jello shot.
It is.
Yeah, and they give a lot of that money away to charity. I think the record is like 98,000. So if they ordered 120,000, they're expecting the LSU Tiger fans to show up.
And I think they're purple and yellow, right? The purple and gold,
I don't know. That would be smart of them to have.
You could do that, right?
Red ones for the Arkansas and orange
Screw
ones for
Arkansas.
Tennessee. Well, I'm just saying.
Screw them. Although they're going to need Jello shots if LSU beats them.
We're going to beat them. We're going to beat them bad.
Okay. All right. We got to get back to break here. We're going to come back to wrap up the show. And tomorrow on the show, we'll talk about. All right. We'll give you the latest update. The latest that happens concerning the riots in Los Angeles, the latest that happens with the president's reaction to all of that. He's speaking at Fort Bragg today, and he's talking about all of that. So we'll talk about all of that after we digest all of that. We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. Also, we'll talk about electric vehicles, and these are not just for liberals. The new electric vehicles out there, and the Teslas are out there that are kicking butt. I mean, these are like really fast, cool vehicles to drive. And I'm convinced that there are Republicans and conservatives who drive them. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right. Sports Talk is coming up next. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Jeff Nowak talk about the Saints mandatory minicamp day one. This is the beginning of the Saints season, and I'm loving it. I feel good about the Saints this year. And if they don't win every game, at least it seems like we're building something. All right, I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director and brand manager, senior producer of our show and assistant program director and brand manager, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, traffic with Court DP. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. If you haven't done it yet, join me on Substack. Go to Substack.com. It's Scoot on the Air on Substack. Love to give you some nice videos. Have another one coming up soon. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.